this day back in 1965, the Beatles releasing Ticket to Ride on Capitol Records. Did okay. Did a political beats on the Beatles some time ago with Charles Cook from National Review. So listen to the whole catalog from start to finish in preparation. One thing that stuck out, you know, Ringo Starr kind of gets this jokey, oh yeah, Ringo is a bad drummer and the worst Beatle and doesn't, you know. Ringo Starr is a pretty damn good drummer, I got to tell you. He's good. He's really good. Kind of an underrated weapon in the band. Ticket to Ride from the Beatles, 1965, released on this day. Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram in for Steve. SteveGruber.com, also at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. Mitch McConnell was recently here on the Hillsdale College campus. He gave a lecture, or gave a speech, not a lecture, gave a speech on Monday of this week, in fact, and did not make this announcement. I mean, come on, you're going to make some news. Make it here at Hillsdale College, why don't you? But yesterday, Mitch McConnell said he would sponsor legislation to raise the minimum age to 21 for the purchase of tobacco and e-cigarettes. Kentucky, where McConnell's from, is the nation's second largest tobacco producer. But he said he was motivated by the increasing rate of vaping among teenagers and young adults. Quote, for some time, I've been hearing from the parents who are seeing an unprecedented spike in vaping among their teenage children. In addition, we all know people who started smoking at a young age and who struggled to quit as adults. McConnell said he believed the proposal would have bipartisan support. He did not release specifics, but said he planned to introduce a bill in May. So this is likely to happen, at least to the Senate, for a couple of reasons. One, of course, Mitch McConnell runs the Senate and determines what is and what is not voted on. And if it's his bill, it's likely to get a vote. Two, if Mitch McConnell's on board, well, likely more Republicans will be on board, even those from tobacco-growing states, as Kentucky is the second largest grower in the country, and McConnell's saying he's okay with it. And three, and which is not, which perhaps should be one, is that the industry is basically on board with this. Tobacco and vaping companies say it's okay, partly in an apparent effort to distance themselves from accusations they have deliberately marketed their product to youth to hook a new generation. Altria, Juul, and R.J. Reynolds Tobacco all have said they back raising the minimum age. This has happened in various places across the country, too. Specific communities have gone to this Tobacco 21 legislation. Illinois, in fact, also just went Tobacco 21. There is some irony in that you have states like Illinois raising the age to buy e-cigarettes or tobacco to 21. At the same time, at least in Illinois' case, literally at the same time, they're trying to legalize marijuana and tax it, of course, to grab the revenue. I don't know if they would make marijuana 21 plus, lose some tax revenue that way. But at the same time, they want to bump smoking to 21. They want to legalize marijuana across states. Kevin Burns, chief executive of Juul. We commend Senator McConnell for announcing, by the way, in case you don't know what Juul is, and quite frankly, I'm not positive because I don't use the product, but that's one of the e-cigarette makers, Juul, J-U-U-L. We commend Senator McConnell for announcing this legislation as we strongly support raising the purchasing age of all tobacco products, including vapor products, to 21. Tobacco 21 laws fight one of the largest contributors to this problem, sharing by legal age peers. They have been shown to dramatically reduce youth usage rates. Eight states already tobacco 21. I'm sorry, eight states this year, 14 overall, D.C. as well. Some provisions that Altria, Juul, and R.J. Reynolds are perhaps looking for their support would include banning local governments from banning flavors or otherwise regulating e-cigarettes and tobacco products. Others would make enforcement difficult or penalize youths for buying them, rather than finding stores for selling the products to those under the age limit. The bill would also order the FDA to speed up work on other measures, including putting graphic health warnings on cigarette packages. So you want to go to 21. Doesn't impact me in any way, shape, or form. But I'm always a little skeptical of these efforts because if it's as terrible as people make it out to be, I'm not sure why you don't just ban the product, right? And the answer to that is clearly, well, a number of reasons. One is there's a whole industry built around it, which I respect, and also tax revenue. You know, so many states build their tobacco taxes into funding Medicare. They will tax tobacco to fund their health care efforts inside a particular state. And so if you begin to, just outright ban smoking or tobacco products in your state, you're going to lose a whole bunch of revenue. And so I think that's one reason, of course, why they don't go the whole nine yards, and actually just say, well, let's ban these products. This would take tobacco to 21. And again, we make these, you know, it's not McConnell saying this, but Democrats love tobacco 21 for the most part. And yet they're the same ones that say, we have to raise it to 21 because people don't know what they're doing. They're starting smoking. They don't understand the risks. They get hooked. It's not fair. You have to make sure they're 21. But let's also lower the voting age to 16, because clearly 16-year-olds are able to figure out what's best for their city, country, and state, and why not let them vote, but don't let them make the choice to smoke until 5 years later at the age of 21. All right, whatever. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says yes, she's for impeachment. By the way, what did Democrats think about, or some Democrats at least, think about her Green New Deal and about the potential of Bernie Sanders leaving the presidential ticket in 2020? Tell you what one said in just a moment. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.